recordings have started. You may now proceed.
Hi. Well, thank you so much, Nikki. Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all. Welcome to the Jesus Sows Standing Selection Committee call on Wednesday, the 14th of June, 2017. On the call today, we have Maxim Elzoba, Yofel Singus, Osvaldo Navola, Susan Kawaguchi, Frederick Guillermo. We have apologies from Renata Aquino Rivero. From staff, we have Marika Koning, Emily Barabas, and myself, Michelle DeSmiter. I'd like you to all please state your name so it appears clearly on the transcription. Thank you so very much, and back to you.
Thank you so much for beginning the call. And hopefully everyone's been able to read Marika's and Emily's information that they've provided us on the requirements. She went back, for those who haven't had a chance to catch up on email, Marika went and asked for more information on the requirements of the EC admin role and clarified that it does have to be a specific person, but that doesn't prevent us from still recommending that the leadership team, GNSO Council leadership team, be the sort of the designated, that we sort of hand this over to the leadership team to decide who on the team would be designated as the EC admin. So, and then she's also prepared a motion for us, and some of us, I do know last night there was a little bit of back and forth on that, some comments. So I was wondering if anybody had questions or concerns, or you would like us to review the Marika's input. And I'm trying to read. I'm on my iPad mini so I'm trying to read the comments in the chat. That's a little bit harder. I think just everyone saying hello. So do we have anybody that looks like Osvaldo? You have your hand up.
Oh, yes. Hey, do you hear me?
Yes, I do.
Okay. No, just a clarification from a previous comment I made. I consulted my constituency, and we are quite okay with this proposal, and that the chairing committee is in charge would be one of the candidates, either the chair or the vice chairs of the council. So just to support it only. Thank you.
Okay. So is there anybody else that has concerns or other comments about the thoughts we had on the leadership team? I'm not seeing anybody's hands. And then, Osvaldo, is that a new hand or an old, the old hand? Maybe an old hand. Marika,
I don't have a hand up. Sorry.
Okay. Well, maybe it's my, machine here showing something. Could we put up the draft motion?
Coming up now.
Thank you.
I'm uploading the one I sent to the list, I think, yesterday, which had the couple of changes that that you had suggested.
Okay. And if that didn't make any sense, then I just felt like replace was too permanent. And suggested substitute. All right. So I'm hoping you all can read this because on my iPad mini it is very small. I'm still trying to get into Google. And so I'm hoping you can read all of this. I went through just two small edits that I suggested yesterday. Does anybody else have comments or concerns with this? Looks like Frederick said no issue. And so if everyone's comfortable with this language, then I think we can send it on to the GNSO Council. Amrita, is there a different process?
This is Marika. If I may suggest, because we are missing a couple of people from the call today, so maybe staff can send out the updated motion to the list right after this meeting, noting that those that were on the call were in support of this being submitted, and maybe give people, I don't know, 48 hours to provide their input. And if nothing further is received, then it would be for either you or Yulf to submit the motion in time for the council motion document deadline, which is, I believe, coming Sunday. So
okay.
I think that's all that's required. From a staff perspective, we've already alerted the council leadership team that this item will likely be ready for discussion in Johannesburg. So it will be listed on the agenda. And indeed, then it's a question of presenting it during that meeting for the council to discuss it. You know, they may have questions or comments. There may, of course, also be a scenario where they would like further clarification or in case they're not supportive, of course, it would also come back. But if not, it may be ready for a vote in Johannesburg or the meeting thereafter if further discussion or consideration by the different stakeholder groups is required.
Okay, so since we do have the deadline of Sunday, I would think that maybe 5 p.m. on Friday or end of day on Friday, wherever you are in the world, would be a good – is that going to be a good enough timeline for someone on staff to still submit it by Sunday? Or should we do Friday morning so you're not working on the weekend?
Yeah, and this is Marika, and it's actually not staff. It needs to be either you or Yulf that submits it. Staff cannot submit on your behalf. It needs to be a council member.
Oh, okay.
So maybe in that case, for you not to have to work on the weekends either.
I have no problem working weekends.
So maybe we just give end of Thursday. I mean, that still gives most people almost 48 straight hours to look at it, so that it can be sent in the course of Friday.
Okay. Well, let's do Friday morning, and then I could send it, or one of us can. Maxim is asking if we can give Renata 48 hours, so I think that's fair. So if we could send that out, and I noticed Lori's not on the call, so I'll ping her too. I know she's traveling again and in meetings somewhere in the world, so. And so it's Renata and Lori. Are we missing anybody else? I'm trying to just read the. Oh, Ponsolet.
Yeah, this is Marika. Yeah, correct. Ponsolet is not on the call, but he has, as far as I recall, he has expressed support on the list for this approach.
He did. I did see that. So that's good too. Okay, so we'll get it sent out again today. The final version, and hopefully get approval or edit it, that would be acceptable to all. But hopefully we finish this up on the list, and then I think then either you'll or I will submit it to the GNSO Council before Sunday, and then I think we're done temporarily, at least, unless they come back and say, no, we don't agree. So, and so is there anything else, Marika, on this selection that we need to do besides finalize it and get it to the GNSO Council on Sunday?
This is Marika. No, I don't believe so.
Okay. And then on the ATRT, we haven't received anything. Well, the GNSO has not sent that over yet. So that would be after the meeting in Johannesburg, correct?
Yeah, this is Marika. That's correct. I haven't seen any notification yet go out to the GNSO Council asking them to start a process to endorse candidates. But I think the application deadline did close earlier this month, so I'm assuming it's forthcoming, and it may be indeed something that's submitted prior to Johannesburg, which then would allow indeed the council to discuss if and when they're going to delegate that to the SSC.
Okay. So I think that's it for today then. It's a quick call, and we'll see if we can get this resolved via the email, get the support of Lori and Renata, and then we won't meet again, I would assume, until sometime in July after the Johannesburg meeting. And you'll be saying, we don't mind quick calls. I agree with that. So, all right. Does anybody have one last comment? And Frederick, very efficient. Sometimes we're very efficient, yes. Okay. Thanks, all, and I appreciate all the hard work.
Thanks, Susan. Thanks,
day.
All.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, everyone. Meeting has been adjourned. Operator, please stop the recording. Thank you so much.